are you an avid camper? Because camping is popular here in New Hampshire and Maine, all over New England. People are starting to camp now. They're getting set for their spring and summer vacations, and camping's a big deal. We want to talk a little bit about the popularity of camping and some legislation in the New Hampshire legislature, which is affecting campgrounds. We're going to talk about that in a moment here with Keith Walters. Keith serves as one of the directors of the board of the New Hampshire Campground Owners Association, and is also the owner of Saco River Camp Area up in North Conway. And Keith joins us this morning from Atkinson, New Hampshire. Keith, good morning. Welcome to WTSN.
Good morning, Mike. Nice to be with you.
You've been an avid camper for a long time. How did you get into camping yourself?
Well, I camp many times. I have two young children, and I had the opportunity to take them camping, and I camped as a youngster, so it was sort of a natural progression. I saw it as a wholesome sort of Americana experience, and I wanted my kids to have that, and so we got into the camping business as a result.
Yeah, and from what you have studied and learned, you know, you have the impact of camping on the New Hampshire economy is pretty great, correct?
Yeah, it was really interesting. We had a recent economic study that showed that camping is the fastest growing segment of tourism in New Hampshire. So that was really interesting to see. We represent nearly $500 million in economic impact. So people come from all over New England and further. We have the opportunity at our property to have people from all over the world that come to New Hampshire to experience not only camping, but to experience all the outdoor opportunities that we have in outdoor recreation.
Now, I know you're the owner of the Saco River Camping Area in North Conway. A lot of people who drive through Conway, who shop there and hang out there, they know the area very well. Is this the time of the year to start thinking about camping for spring and summer, or are people camping?
It sure is.
Are people actually camping already? Do they do that during the winter?
There are campgrounds throughout the state that do offer winter camping. We're not one of them, but currently, but there are campgrounds that do offer that. But by the lion's share of camping is a little more fair weathered, I think. They're looking for, most families and such are looking for weather that's more conducive to being outdoor and experiencing it probably a little more comfortably. But certainly as far as reservations go, if you have family plans and you're looking to get out camping, now is the time. Because like many campgrounds, we sell out in the summer. So if you're really looking to get in and have that experience to get out with your family and your friends, camping is a great way to do that, but you definitely want to plan ahead.
Yeah, so we're talking about camping as a very vital force to the economy all over New England, especially New Hampshire. We're talking about millions of dollars to the economy, correct?
We are, nearly $500 million. So it's very significant. And, you know, for those who know the North Country, about 70% of the campsites are located in the north part of the state, which is where unemployment and economic activity is really critical.
Yeah.
So it plays an important role in New Hampshire's economy.
A lot of campgrounds in New Hampshire? How many would you estimate, roughly?
Well, it's 119 in our membership and approximately 150 total.
So as a board member of the association, what are you kind of charged to do, I guess?
Well, we all have different roles. I work on the government relations, so I'm working on trying to support legislation that's important to the campground industry in our state.
So let me ask you this. I've heard through the grapevine in preparing this interview that the campground owners are spending quite a lot of time lately in Concord this winter. I guess there's a specific bill, a Senate bill, that would have effect on campgrounds. Let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah, so Senate Bill 213, it's an important bill because, unfortunately, the campground industry finds itself in a precarious spot, and that's just because of a change in I think, society, but also a change in our camping population. But we have found that we're having a harder and harder time getting insurance. And that has proven to be tricky. So what we're looking to do is have the state assist us, which has been done in other states where they've had success with this. So one of the things we're looking to do is get Senate Bill 213 passed. The bill that it sort of sets an expectation as to what campers can expect for risks that are associated with camping. I think a lot of us who grew up in New Hampshire and grew up in wander in the woods and all that wouldn't think twice about the fact that you could trip over a stick or a rock or slip on something or do any number of things that all of us who have experienced that might think that is ordinary experiences when you or in the outdoors. There could be wild animals. There could be all kinds of risks that are out there. Unfortunately, the industry is finding that they're getting insurance claims over these very same risks, and that is making insurance companies very reluctant to provide coverage to our industry.
Interesting.
Because they're finding that ordinary hazards that are just part of nature are now being becoming the responsibility of the campground.
I see. So that's putting a kind of an economic strain and a stronghold on you guys.
Sure, it creates higher premiums, but that's really not our concern. Well, I mean, I can't say it's not our concern. It's obviously higher premiums aren't advantageous for anybody.
Sure.
It's camping more expensive. But the bigger concern is that we don't have insurance available to us, period. We're down in our state now to two companies that are left covering. 5 years ago, I had five different companies. Now I have two companies. And if those leave the state, we have no insurance, or if I lose coverage from the company I'm with because of claims, it's very unlikely I'd get picked up by the other company. So effectively, I'd have no insurance.
Yeah, it sounds like the campgrounds are going through some of the same dilemmas that people are going through with their personal insurance, personal health insurance.
Well, some of it. I think the ski industry is probably the best parallel because they had that exact experience. They, skiing was, if any of us have skied, snowboarding, we know that
sure, yeah.
that can be a very dangerous sport. And they had a very challenging time back in 2005. The legislature had the wisdom to pass a comprehensive piece of legislation to provide them relief from that. And as a result of that relief, that industry was able to stabilize their insurance market and to grow. I mean, they're obviously skiing in New Hampshire provides a vital and important component to our economy. And the legislature saw fit to make sure that they were here today, because if they didn't, it's hard to say who would be left today. They were getting legal battles that were simply insurmountable.